Okay, this is October 10th, and the topic tonight is Thank and Grow Rich, based on the book.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Such is the nature of life, that all it asks and all it wants is an opportunity to appear. You are that opportunity, and so am I. It is the purpose of this teaching to make us aware of this essential truth of our being. So, with that said, I hope that you people are becoming more God and goddesses than you've ever been before. We are not separated from this thing we talk about. The thing itself, we are the thing itself. So we must remember that. There is no separation. Brand name churches teach separation. They teach separation so that they can intimidate you and get your money. Exactly what they want. But this teaching does not do that. This teaching wants you to realize that you're an individualized expression of God, and that what you do individually is all right for you. You don't have to dance to somebody else's tune. You learn to dance but to your own tune. And when you become aware, and Angela, who has become aware, that it's so easy to become a puppet of the conditioning that surrounds you, you slip into that, and that is not real, people. It is not real. We all live in our mind. It's the mind that's doing everything. And with that mind, you can change anything in your life that you do not like. You change it by changing your thinking. And so many people will not change their thinking because they will tell you, my family's always thought this way. This is the way my family's always done it, and it's going to continue to do it. Well, that's all well and good. It's completely wrong, but it's all well and good to live that. If you want to live that way, you have to wake up. You have to become aware of what's going on in your mind. What are you holding in there? What have you not forgiven? What do you think, you know, is going on in there? Because whatever is going on in here is going to go on out there. You cannot hide that fact. People think they can hide. You can't hide. Consciousness is like a slip. It'll show every time. You have to show your consciousness. It's all done with your thinking, with your mind, with your consciousness. And that book that we're working on, Thank and Grow Rich, Pam, the writer, is a phenomenal metaphysician. She's written many other books, and if you like this, you'll read her other books. They're very simple. And what she is teaching is frequencies, vibration. She's teaching the law of attraction. Or we can say the law of right and wrong. We all live in those laws, and we can pull ourselves out of those laws. They're just laws going on that we have made up. What is the biggest thing that the world has made up? The economic system. Completely made up. I'm a manipulative that the radio and so forth, the people on the radio want to tell you that the economy is horrible. Never buy into that the economy is horrible. I lived through it all, and I'm still the same person, and I didn't lose anything. Didn't have a lot. I still don't have a lot. And what I do have, I am starting to give away, people. I do not want all these so-called attachments, because you get attached to this stuff, then you become the servant to them. You have to take care of it all the time. You have to do something with it. So I try not to get caught up in that. When I was younger, I thought it was absolutely wonderful to have big cars and big houses and all that. But they don't bring you happiness. The only thing that brings you happiness is your thinking. And when you realize you don't have to, next month I'm doing a talk on I am enough, I have enough, and I do enough. Those are the three goblins in your mind always saying to you, well, you're not good enough. You don't have enough. You need this, that, and the other. We don't need anything, people. We are conditioned to think that we need things. Everything here on this planet is for us. We have more than enough of everything. What we don't have, of course, is circulation. People shut off the circulation. But we have everything. We have everything we need. Now, I don't know how many people have ever read Ernest Tome's The Power of the Mind book. He maintains in there that not only that we are puppets of our conditioning, but he teaches you how to break out of that so that you're not, it's going to go on all the time, and it slips in before you know it. You're back into that thing. You have to stay awake, you see. And that's the whole idea in life, is to wake up. To wake up what's going on around you. Many people go through their whole life and never wake up. Nothing we can do about that. Nothing we can do about that. We have to love those people, you see. Don't invite them to lunch, but love them, you see. Because they do not know what they are doing. And supposedly, we do know what we're doing. I've been in this teaching almost 40 years now. It gets better every day. I learn more about it every day, and I learn more about my mind. So all the little things in my mind that I had in there for maybe 30 years complaining about something, they're not there anymore. I have released them. They're not of value. You must get rid of any thought in your mind that does not serve you. But your mind, you know, will never stop thinking. That's what the mind does. It thinks. So you must learn to think the thought that you want to think. And feel the feeling that you want to feel. See, people are sitting around waiting for a feeling to hit them. Well, you may wait the rest of your life and the feeling won't hit you. You have to make that feeling. How does a feeling happen? Does anyone know how a feeling happens?
Thoughts follow actions.
Yes. So you have to have a thought before anything else. It always starts with your thought. So we learn to think differently. The main thing which I would like for everyone to realize is that they are wonderful human beings, that they have done nothing wrong, you see. And we're not taught that, are we? We're taught that something's wrong with us. There's nothing wrong with us, you know. Do you remember when you were a child, maybe even going to Sunday school, you know, there was an expression, God doesn't make junk. And God doesn't make junk. But we start to think we're junk because of our mind. It tells us you're not good enough. You don't have enough and you don't do enough. It's always going to be at you. So you have to know that you are an absolutely divine expression of God. That you are an emissary of light and love. And that you're here on this plane of action at this present moment to learn to love yourself. And learn to love other people. If you can't learn to love yourself, you cannot do these things. And I don't care how many books you read. If you don't learn that it comes from you, and that you must learn to love yourself unconditionally, metaphysics is not going to work for you. Now, it may stop and start, and you may have, look what I did. But to have it continually work for you, you must learn to love yourself. And then once you learn to love yourself, you must realize that this is a friendly universe we live in. An absolutely friendly universe. The universe wants you to have everything. This planet Earth wants you to have everything. It's a beautiful planet. And we say nasty things about it all the time. Don't say that. Learn that you're part of that. And learn that it's your thinking that's doing everything in your life. And you can easily do that. It took me a while to figure that out. But once I did, I'm delighted. So, because you have no control over your life whatsoever if you don't know about your mind. People who think that they're their mind, you know, have no control. You are not your mind. Your mind is yours to use. You must learn to use your mind correctly. And we can do that. So in reading this book, you'll find lovely little things that you can release that were taught to you. You know, the people who taught us this, they didn't know any better. They taught us all the wrong things. And they've been teaching, like Christianity, has been around 6,000 years, and it's teaching the same twaddle, the exact same twaddle that from 6,000 years ago. You have to advance, you have to expand, you have to think differently. You have to think differently. The mind of God is not stationary. It moves constantly, and you must move with it and not get caught up with the other people. God has no memory. God doesn't remember. What does God do? God loves and loves and loves some more. That's all God does. He just showers you, or it showers you all the time with love. And we don't see that. We must learn to see that. We must learn to accept that. And when our minds say, no, that's not right, that's not true, you must correct it. You must say it's absolutely true. And it's absolutely what I want to believe. You see, remember the saying, it's always done unto you as you believe. It's not done unto me as John believes. It's always done unto me as I believe. Because you're an individual. And that mind is connected to the mind of God. But it's individualized. So when you're thinking, like when we first put them, when I gave these books out a couple weeks ago, I said she mentions three or four different things in the book. Somebody called me immediately when I got home that night and said, well, where are they? I can't find them. I need to know that. That's the purpose. And after I had explained to them, it doesn't matter. This is wonderful, but it's her idea. Now it works, and it'll work for you. But you have to add your own individual thing to anything, you know. You do that for yourself. So, and it's cute to come up with different things. Like, I came up with the land of Nod. And I know, and people now know exactly what that means. You know, people nod off all the time. It's awful. We must stay awake and see what the world is really all about and not get into this conditioning. You know, what are some of the things that we were brought up with? Money is scarce. Money doesn't grow on trees. Money doesn't do this. Money doesn't do that. You see. Money has nothing to do with anything. Money is never the issue, people. If you want money, it'll come to you. But it only, with your mind, it comes to you. You see, if you want money to do something, your mind will figure out how to do it for you. But you must keep that in the front of your head. You see, you keep that up there all the time. I had an aunt, lived to be 90-something or other. She would stand in her kitchen and pound the counter and say, money, money, money. And she got money. So, usually because I'd send it to her. But she got it anyway, you see. And that's what we want to do. We want to know that this universe is for us, that the universe loves us, that we are very, very important people. You see, we're very important, and we're needed, and this thing called God needs us. You see, we matter. What we do in life matters. Every thought you think matters. You know, thoughts don't stay in your head, you know, they go out and do all that stuff. So put good thoughts out there, because you're adding to the consciousness of the world. And if you want to change the world, you have to think good thoughts about it. I had a doctor today say to me, oh, well, no, the world's really gone to hell in the handbasket. I said, no, I don't think so. He said, well, look at this and that. I said, yeah, you look at it. I'm not looking at those things. I am not ready to condemn this planet. I am not ready to condemn human beings. Yes, some human beings do horrible, horrible things. But what do? We forgive them. We never hate the sinner. We hate the sin. Nothing. The sinner is pure. Wonderful little thing that I used to say all the time, and I love it, and it is this: the dish is never dirty. The dish is never dirty. You're the dish. Your spirit. Like, oh, they'll break your spirit. They'll do that. You can't break your spirit, people. It's always there. So the dish is always clean. We put all kinds of barnacles and all kinds of stuff on it. But isn't the dish always clean? There may be dirt on the dish, but it's clean. And that's what you must think about yourself. And we're the only ones that can do that, people. If you think that anyone can forgive you, any organization can forgive you, you're wrong. Only you can do that, you see. And you must say to yourself, I am innocent, you say. I am the beloved in whom it is well pleased. So when you get those thoughts going, read the book, and you'll be able to do what you want. If it's money you're after, you will find the money. What we're trying to teach is that, yes, we should be wealthy. We should have all this abundance and so forth. But that is a side effect of your consciousness. Money will never bring you happiness. Will never bring you happiness. I know somebody said to me, well, maybe you're shopping in the wrong place if it can't bring you happiness. Money can do nothing for you. It's a construct of the human mind. It's all made up, and it's a game. It's a complete game. See? So don't buy into it. Don't get rid of your money, though. Keep it. You'll need it for things. But don't think that it has any power whatsoever, because it doesn't. It has no power whatsoever. So when you realize that the universe is for you and wants to give you everything, it takes all that struggle out. Remember, we were taught that it's a dog-eat-dog world. I cannot buy into that either. It's not... My world isn't dog-eat-dog, but I make my own world. I make my own reality. I think last week I said, with this mind of ours, We can live in any universe we want. We can live in any universe we want by changing our thinking. So when somebody comes to me and complains and carries on and all this, I just look at them and say, thank God I don't live in your universe. I live in my own universe of peace and fulfillment, of abundance, of prosperity. And it always comes to me. Always. I feel very blessed all the time. And that's what you want to do. You must feel blessed all the time. Can you envision that you're constantly being showered with blessings? Constantly being showered with blessings. You have to do that for yourself. And say, geez, well, I'm a blessed person. I love everything. You see? So, do that. Have an exercise. You don't have to do it constantly. Everyone thinks, oh, they have to be completely spiritual or a nun or a priest or something and live in a cave. No, you live in this world, but you learn to live in this world differently. You learn to live in this world differently. Years ago, I taught people how to get a parking space for themselves, regardless of where they were. They could get this parking space. They learned how to do that very. You can do that very quickly. But certainly, this thing that we call God is more than getting a parking space. If you can do a parking space, you have to be able to do all the other stuff too. You have to be able to do the other stuff. Why don't you do the other stuff? Because you think it's too hard. Nothing is too hard for this thing we call God. Nothing. So ask it to work for you. Ask it to do something for you. You see? I was the other day doing something that wasn't very metaphysical. But I set myself down and I remembered when I had a vision. And that vision said to me, Dallas, from now on I'm going to take care of you. Because after all, I'm better at it than you are. And I remember that and I say, good, you take care of it. You have to know that God knows, or the universe knows, how to do something that you have no idea how to do. You have no idea how to do it. You see, we're here to learn to love ourselves, to learn to love everybody and everything. And we're here to express that love and to have fulfillment and joy and happiness. You should not waste 1 minute of your time if it's not for joy and happiness and love. If it's for anything else like hate or resentment and all that, let it go. Just let it go. Learn to laugh at it and learn to see, well, those people, look how they do it. Well, that's not how I'm going to do it. Just because everyone else does it that way, I'm not going to, you see. You can do it. Everyone can do it. You know, if I can do it, anyone can do it. See? So learn to do it. Scott, are you still reading the book, or have you started, or are you busy?
No, I'm just reading this.
Just what?
Reading really slow.
Well, that's fine. Good. You don't have to rush through. Everyone wants to rush through something. It's like the people want to go to a seminar and get a certificate after the weekend, you know, in counseling or marriage counseling or whatever they want. You can't do it that fast. You have to let this stuff seep in and sink in. People say to me, oh, I wish I had the faith that you have, Dallas. I worked on that. I didn't always have faith, for goodness sakes. I grew up in the land of Nod. They didn't know what faith was. But I broke away from that. I broke away from it. And I'm delighted to do it. And you, Angela, should be delighted because you can teach this to your children. And if you show them an example, they'll come to you. People love this thinking. They love this type of thinking. They just didn't know it existed. when I set foot maybe 40 years ago in a religious science church, and they started to say this, that, and the other, I went, oh, thank God I'm finally home. Here are people talking about what I used to, what I was thinking in my mind, but afraid to express, because in the land of Nod, you're not going to say one thing about Jesus that's bad, or that you're going to get ostracized. You're going to get ostracized. So, we have that. What you do it for yourself, people. Make up your mind what you want to do. And don't waste another minute of your life. This is the only life you know you're going to have. Well, I know people say, oh, well, I'm coming back and I'm doing... Do we know anyone that came back? I don't think so. Now, I think we continue. I think we absolutely continue. But we have to learn to love in this moment. This is the moment of power. And you have to learn to love yourself and love other people. I can sit in restaurants sometimes by myself and look at all the people talking and chatting, and I just send love to them to see what will happen. Everyone wants to be loved. Everyone wants to be fulfilled. Everyone wants to think that their life means something. And your life does mean something. But you must accept that. And we accept that by getting rid of all the negativity in our thinking. Those little things that you heard maybe your parents say, well, you'll never be a beauty. Your hair isn't the way it's supposed to be. All that, forget all that. Get rid of them. They didn't know. Forgive them. Forgive them. You know, remember with parents, you have to forgive everything your parents did to you, because they would have done it to anybody. They would have. They would have done it to everyone. We take it personally and think, oh my, our parents, oh, oh, oh. No, don't take it personally. They didn't know what they were doing. They did the very best they knew how. And that's the way it is. But we know now that we can stop all these cycles. We can stop them by changing our thinking. We do not have to accept all those lies and falsehoods that we heard as children. See, we heard all that stuff. I don't know when you people grew up, when I grew up, you didn't give people compliments because you didn't want something to go to their head. Who made that up? I don't want that to go to my head. I want it to go to my head. I want compliments. I want to give compliments. I want people to have that power to do what they want. And we can do it. You can do it. I can do it. And the book will help you immensely. It's loaded, just loaded with little zingers, I call them. And I love that part of it. So, read the book. And if you want to become rich, you will become rich. You know. When Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly, he was not talking about shopping malls. He was talking about your mind and how abundant, with your thinking, how abundant you can become. And you can, with your thinking, become abundant. You know, ever since the advent, quantum mechanics, life has changed for people. We see things differently. We can now prove that by observing something, we change it. That's a scientific thing we can prove. All this, well, it's called science of mind, or it used to be. I don't know what they changed it to now. But it used to be called science of mind, which means this is scientific. This is scientific. Christian Science was based, Mary Baker Eddy, on scientific laws. And they were very, they're still very good, and they're very wealthy. So she knew how to do it. But it's because she changed her thinking. And that's all we have in this life to do, is change our thinking. Change your mind, change your life. You see, the same thought will always produce the same result. And people think, well, I'll think that one more time and it'll change. It will never change. That's, you know, I think that's the definition of insanity, isn't it? People keep thinking the same thought and doing the same thing and it's not working. They keep hitting their head up against the wall. It's done with changing your thinking. And in this thinking, grow rich, you have to, why don't most people have money and so forth? Not only because they don't think they're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that they matter, they cannot conceive it in their mind. They cannot conceive it in their mind. You have to be able to conceive all that stuff in your mind. And make it in your mind, it will appear. It has to. Any thought that you have and you hold in your consciousness must take clothes and dwell among you. Must take clothes and dwell among you. So many people want to be rich, but they have a poor consciousness. They cannot be rich with a poor consciousness. And poor people can change their consciousness. It's not only the rich. You see, you think Prince Charles and the rest of those royals have any trouble with prosperity and money? No, because they were born with all that. It's in their consciousness. Oh, see, we think, oh, I wasn't born with that and I'm poor. You're never poor, people. Never, never, never poor. So, change your mind. Change your consciousness. It's easy to do. Or maybe it's easy to say and not as easy to do. But you can do it. Little by little, if you want. I don't care how you do it, but do it. But don't waste any more time in your life thinking, oh, I don't know what I'm doing, and this, that, and the other thing. Know exactly what you're doing, know exactly where you're going, and then go there. It's easy. So, I believe in God, I believe in this, I believe, believe, believe. It's done with your belief system. So, change those beliefs that you hold and get rid of them. You know, I don't want to think, and my mind starts to think of something that happened 40 years ago or when I was a child. I say to it, stop. We've been through that before. I don't like reruns. Why would I want to watch a rerun? Wasn't good to begin with. So now I make my own reality by running it through my head. What I want to see, what I want to conceive, what I want done in my life. And you can do all those things too. You know, there was a wonderful thing that they gave Jesus credit for, and I love it. And it's, you can do this and greater things. When I was in Sunday school, I asked the teacher what that meant. She said, oh, you don't need to know that. Oh. I said, what do you mean? Oh, she said, when you take catechism, they'll explain all that to you. Well, I took catechism. When I came out, I didn't know anything anymore. You know? But you can do this and greater things. Isn't that wonderful? And yet, people, we don't use it. You can do this and greater things. So use that mind of yours. Use it correctly. And you can watch it. You can watch the movements of your mind. They're fun sometimes to watch. But don't let them draw you in, you know. stay on the outside and watch it. Because you don't want to get that in. You don't want that stuff inside of you. It's not the real reality, you know. This, what you see now in the world is all made up. It's just a movie. You can change the ending or the beginning or anything you want by using your mind, by using your thinking. That's why when the doctor said to me, things are going to hell in a handbasket, I don't want to know that. I want to know that the world is perfect, that it's great, that it's this and it's that. And I'll tell you, I have been treating and thinking about this political situation that we're in. And when I saw that debate last night, I said to myself, now there is God in action. He's going to do something, or it's going to do something, because Donald Trump in my universe cannot be president. You see, he cannot be president. As my mother used to say, I wouldn't vote for him for dog catcher. So, and it's true, I wouldn't vote for him for dog catcher. But by sitting and thinking, we can all change this universe. We don't have to put up with Donald Trump. You know, just because he says he has $10 billion, everyone thinks that's power. But he has no power whatsoever. No power. So money has no power. The only power that you have is your thinking. And the only way that you use that thinking is in the present moment. All power is in the present moment. So when you make a decision to change or do something, you must remember that the whole universe will come and back you up in that decision. Isn't that wonderful? That's a Raymond Charles Barker saying. The whole universe will come and back you up in that decision. I love it. I love all this stuff. And here's the thing. Churches, of course, you mentioned the word magic. They go crazy because they think magic belongs to that devil, which people, there's no such thing as the devil. But if you want to believe it, please go outside to do it. There's no such thing as the devil. We don't have to believe that. That was a mind construct that somebody made up thousands of years ago, and we're stuck with that. We must get out of that. We must know that the universe is for us, that this thing called God is for us, that everyone here is for us, you see. No one's against you. No one. Only your mind is against you. And when you can change that mind, you can change your whole life. And it's wonderful. Just a mere, I don't know exactly how to explain it to you, and you may, Angela, not know how to exactly explain it, but you feel differently, don't you? When you just feel, oh my goodness, it's a lightness, isn't it?
Yes.
It's an absolute lightness. You don't carry all that heavy crap with you anytime. That's that whole idea of cast your burden onto the Lord. Now, in metaphysics, the Lord means law. Cast that burden into the law of cause and effect and let it take care of it. You see? Don't ever suffer. Don't ever suffer. Everyone wants to suffer because they said Jesus suffered. Maybe 3 minutes on the cross, people, not 30-some years. And people are still... I went to a church, and I knew right away it was wrong, because the minister stood up and said, the topic today is the suffering of Jesus Christ. I thought, I don't want to go to church to hear about suffering. I want to hear about joy and happiness and life. You see, life. Christianity is a dead religion, people. it's not life affirming. It's not a life affirming teaching. This teaching is life affirming. It is life affirming. And of course, again, I'll explain because we have guests. When I talk about brand name churches and all that, doesn't mean I hate them, you know. And I'm not trying to put them down. If you want to go there, please feel free. I get nothing from it. Now, I was at the land of Nod in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. My brother took me to his church, Pine Tree Presbyterian, I think. Pine Tree Presbyterian Church, one of the oldest churches in Harrisburg. And they wanted me to stand up and read this thing on the back of the program, which started out, "I am unworthy." I said to him, "I'm not going to do it. I won't do it." And they all just stand up and parrot that all. So later on, I said to Patsy something about it. That's the wife. And she said, "Oh, no, we don't do that." I said, "What do you mean?" She said, "Oh, no, we don't." I said, "Patsy, it's printed in the program." She said, "Well, I never heard them say that." And then, oh, see, she nodded right off, didn't she? She lives in the land of Nod. She lives in the land of Nod. Don't do that to yourselves, people. Keep your mind awake. Keep everything. Observe everything. And see how beautiful everything is. And when you see somebody in a different mindset, let them be in that mindset. I never argue people out of a mindset. Let them have it. It's your mind you're talking about, not somebody else's mind. I want my mind to be peaceful. I know a lot of people teach, and they don't have a peaceful mind. You have to have a peaceful mind. And you can have that. Everyone can have that. So read the book. See what you think about it. If you have questions, I will answer any of it. But it works. That book works. So use it. And it's a wonderful. And so are you, and so am I. And there ends the lesson. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.